Oh, it's like the subway in New York. What are you talking about? He said, if you see something, say something. And for those of you... I feel it burning deep in my soul. Hey guys, Jeff here. Friday, December 18th. Can't believe it. We are sprinting to the finish. So welcome to episode 34 of Publish Your Parish FM. We're going to keep it quick today because I know we have a lot to do and a lot to accomplish. So we're here early in the morning. Let's get going. Let's shoot. So awesome week. Lots of learnings. You know, we're just like putting pedal to the metal. We're sprinting. But actually, we had a lot of fun with last week's program, especially Jeffrey, and so much great feedback from Tanner, from Lindsay, from Blake, from Mario around how Jeffrey should and could embrace social selling. The good news is Jeffrey has embraced social selling. He's reached out to me via LinkedIn as well as additional emails. So to his credit, right, he's keeping his volume going there. But, you know, we've pulled him in, right? So we've pulled him in. We've shown him the path forward. I think he's going to be wildly successful. But it was interesting. And, you know, one of the key learnings, and this is like social selling by definition. So I had a really cool dialogue with Lindsay Boggs and Tanner and Blake, right? And we were actually talking about how do you track social selling as a lead source. So if you generate an opportunity from a lead that you acquired through social selling, how do you track that in Salesforce? And that's pretty straightforward. You just put it in the lead source field, and there are other ways, especially getting into, we talked about campaign attribution, and if you set up campaigns in Salesforce, which are really critical to measure ROI of your, not only your broader sales efforts, but your social selling efforts. Really great dialogue. So the cool part about that dialogue was simply, Tanner is a cool guy. He's adding a lot of value to the discussion. I looked at his profile. He's an expert in optimizing the customer experience, something I care deeply about. I didn't even know or think I needed to talk to Tanner, but the more I look at him, I'm like, man, I got to talk to this guy. Simply, he was engaging, giving me some good feedback, and I thought, boy, this guy's got some value he can add to me beyond the discussion of what we were talking about, kind of how to set things up in Salesforce. So by definition, adding value, commenting, being in the stream, you really create relationships, and then you add value, and then you execute business deals out of that. So I'm not saying that Tanner's going to close a deal with me, but I'm just saying I appreciate his point of view, and I'm going to dig in and see maybe how he can help as far as when we're always dissecting the buyer's journey and always looking at creating better experiences. So great heads up, or great thumbs up for social selling in that regard. Another quick thing, I just would love to know what you guys think about the LinkedIn mobile app. So I struggled last week a little bit, and I'm not, the UI is pretty cool, right? But the YouTube video that I post on a weekly basis played on desktop, played on other browsers, but didn't play on my mobile device, on my iPhone. Now, but it played for Android users. No clue what that's all about, but I just think that LinkedIn has a little work to do to optimize the mobile app. So I'd love to know what you think about the mobile app. What do you think about their curation? I actually feel like they're suppressing some important things, so I just would love to know from some of you if you've seen any audience declines. So hit me with the comments, right? Hit me in the comments underneath the stream. We're going to keep going. This is going to be a quick episode today. How you're in a meeting and you're kicking around ideas, just a random idea. My colleague John Pogat probably said the coolest line I've ever heard in recent history about social selling. And he basically said, oh, it's like the subway in New York. What are you talking about? He said, if you see something, say something. And for those of you, I did my time in New York. I did a couple years in the mid part of, 2005 to 7. Then I did another couple years, 2009 to 11. I lived on the Upper West Side, the West Village, the Upper East Side. And then I even did a little stint in Brooklyn, which was cool. But I rode the subway, and that's the thing that rings in my ears. If you see something, say something, and that's the MTA's advisory to just look out for suspicious activity and report it if you see anything going. So John said this kind of if you see something, say something was just so cool. It's like, I have to use that. So How is social selling like the New York City subway system, the MTA? First, it's crowded. All right, and I thought of all the adjectives explaining the subway: smelly, crowded, swampy, damp, rats, just not a great experience. But it actually is a great experience because the subway is crowded, our social feeds are crowded. How do you stand out? How do you get your space, right? At the subway, you gotta basically elbow and throw some shoulders to get your space. Maybe go stand next to the crazy homeless person, no offense, to get your space. But how do you get your space? And it's the same way. Social selling is crowded. How do you get your prospects to recognize you as an expert in your field, how you're adding value? And that's really the bottom line. How do you get yourself to stand out in the feed, right? What's the one thing you're known for that will help you stand out? Or what value are you adding that will help you stand out? And this whole concept of what one thing are you known for, like what's your unique value, really want us to think about that. Because you can even, we do it all the time, right? I drive down the street in my neighborhood. Herbie the dentist, Cousin Eddie, there's the drunk, and then there's the crazy loud talker. Like just boom, four houses in a row. I got them named. And that's how I remember them, and that's how I address them with my wife. Oh, Cousin Eddie's at it again, or the crazy loud talkers driving his tractor at 10 o'clock at night. What the hell's, Anyway, so what are you known for? What's your unique characteristic? How do you stand out? That's something critical to know. Like Lindsay Boggs, use her as an example again. She's impressed in my mind the fact that she sunk two free throws at the Sales Connect Summit with Shaq, right? Shaquille O'Neal. And she's used that to her advantage. Like, I know Lindsay, not only is she an awesome person and also, I believe, an opera singer, but she crushed it with Shaq. And how she uses that to stand out as her unique characteristic and standing out in this crowded field we live in, I encourage all of us to do that. So that's one way how social selling is like the New York subway. Second way, it's just effective, right? It's highly effective. How do you get there? Let's think about the shuttle between Times Square and Grand Central. You have a lot of options. You can go cross town. Going cross town in rush hour is a pain in the, it's horrible, right? To go literally from west to east or east to west. It's a terrible experience. So the shuttle, the S, right, from Times Square to Grand Central back and forth, that's all it does. It's really crowded, but it's highly effective. Social selling. We're using social selling to get out of the email volume, right? We're not fighting the volume on the surface streets. We're being stealthy and we're going, oh, they're delivering. Come on in, guys. They're making a delivery. I'm in our big meeting room, and so there's a breakfast meeting in here. They're making a delivery. So, they're going to come in and make themselves at home. So anyway, how do you shuttle and make yourself effective and stand out and fight this email volume? So you think about the surface streets. The email volume is traffic going cross town, and we're using social selling from a stealth standpoint to connect at a deeper level, a more meaningful level with our prospects and customers. And we're just using a highly effective way, highly consistent way, and that shuttle back and forth underground, it's effective. And if you do it in a consistent way and you're adding value, you don't have to fight through crosstown traffic. So I am not gonna sing Jimi Hendrix right now. I've learned my lesson, I'm a horrible singer, but guess what, that song's now probably gonna stick in my head. I'm not gonna sing. Anyway, crosstown traffic, don't fight the volume of email, don't try to stand out in the inbox, do social selling and be more effective. Third way, this goes back to how we opened, if you see something, say something. Social selling is a team sport, right? It's the team. You involve all of the members, all your colleagues, all the members of your organization. If you have a set of ideal clients that you are really compelled to work with because you can add so much value, tell all of your colleagues and all your teammates to watch their feeds, not only for company information, but for the lead information, right? How we can monitor everything that we can via the social media channels available to us, and just like and share and comment and make the appropriate, recognize and make the appropriate comments Because if you do see something, say something, by all means. That's what builds the relationships. That's what builds the equity, the trust and credibility. Make sure always, if you see something, say something, and get your whole organization involved, and you'll all be better off for it, because bottom line, if you're adding value, you're building trust and credibility, and you'll just secure really great long-term relationships with your clients. We're going to wrap it up now. I have we're skipping the transformation segment because we went through our seven steps. We're taking a transformation break. We're just going to try to chill for the holidays, and we're just going to kick straight to the recommendation. And I'm not recommending a podcast today. I'm actually going to recommend a blog article that I read that's a fantastic article. Dave Howe from Sales for Life read a very cool article, and it's called Why Social Selling Must Be a Part of Your Daily Routine. And I encourage you to read it. It's very easy to find, Sales for Life, Dave Howe. But five ways. You're building new relationships every day. So how can you consistently, it's prospecting, right? But we're building relationships. We're not being transactional in our approach or volumetric in our approach. We're being relationship driven. So of course, we're going to add new relationships every day. Share content every day. We have the channels at our disposal to distribute really valuable and helpful content to our prospects and customers. That's another great way. Build trust every day. Once again, if you are coming in selling, they see you coming a mile away, everyone puts the defenses up, you're not gonna break through. But if you're just consistently that drumbeat of value, that consistent delivery, being there, being a resource, the trust and credibility meter goes up really high, and when they need something, they'll be there to kind of secure that business. Fourth, guiding prospects along the buyer's journey. That's also a great part about social selling. Listening and learning, right? So what's the interest and intent of the prospect? If they're early stage, kind of in status quo to problem recognition, we're big time teaching mode, right? We're teaching, and the bottom line, social selling helps you know when to teach and when to sell. If they're kind of mid-funnel, later stages of the buyer's journey, hey baby, go, it's sales mode, right? If they're asking for pricing, if they're doing comparisons, bang. We're always adding value, but we're salespeople, right? So you gotta jump in and really sell and really jam from that standpoint. So you get my point there on really recognizing the aspects of the buyer's journey. And then lastly, checking your engagement. And we just literally talked about measurement last week. Just do more of what's working. All of the analytics and measurement packages available that are at our disposal are wonderful to use. And just do more of what's working and be consistent and track and measure. And you can even then, calculate an ROI. So however many opportunities you open up from social selling, because you're tracking it in Salesforce, and because your social selling strategy is guided by a content marketing strategy, which is really framing, who's the prospect, what's delivered, and the outcome you're offering. What are we really trying to accomplish? What goals do we have? And our strategy is governed by our higher goals. You can put an ROI against your opportunities as well. So, bottom line, great article. I encourage you to check it out. So big kudos and thumbs up to Dave Howe. So we're wrapping it up. We will shoot next week, right? Next week is December 25th. That is Christmas Day, which we're going to celebrate. But I definitely want to deliver, right? So I might do it Thursday night. I might do it Saturday morning. But we're going to deliver on time, as always, with consistency. It might be really short. I might be in my jammies. No, I'm the type of dude, I refuse to go out of the house in those like flannel jammy pants. It's like the George Costanza sweatpants thing. Like, I feel like I've given up on life if I go out of the house in those. So you won't see me in those, but I do really appreciate our audience here, and I love hearing from everybody all the time, and hope you all have a great holiday, and I hope you accomplish your goals that you set forward for 2015, and that we're setting ourselves up for a strong 2016. And we're going to wrap it up with two things, right? Number one, always give like you're going to get a recommendation on your LinkedIn profile. And number two, I hope we all think like marketers
and sell like animals. Have a great weekend. Cheers. The pull. It's time to open my cage.